Scott, in his search for the South Pole amid icebound Antarctic wastes, and Smythe in his quest for the summit of Mount Everest, amid terrible avalanches of stone and snow, reported in their written accounts of the sense of not being alone, of being companioned by a mystic unseen presence which bestowed a strange calm. What was the mystic presence which walked beside these men? That power was nothing less than the grace of the overself.